From Spark and Anvil and NewsForge, this is Verify, in Chapter 1 of the NewsForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Verify is a careful octopus tween, warm cream skin with soft coral tints, many arms, in a chunky press vest, a set of SIFT cards on her belt, and a lateral reading tracker on one arm. Verify's whole craft is verification and lateral reading. Open four tabs, never one. SIFT. Most kids read a claim, decide if it sounds right, and move on. Verify knows a better way, spelled out on her cards. SIFT. Stop. Don't react yet. Investigate the source. Who's saying this? What have they said before? Find better coverage. Open other tabs. Compare. And trace claims to the original. If it says study show, go find the actual study. Lateral reading, she says, all arms gesturing, means reading across many sources at once, not drilling deep into one. Kids who read across catch far more wrong information than kids who read one source deeply.
Her rule of thumb is simple. For any big claim, open at least four tabs. One for the original story, two or three for different sources reporting the same thing, and one for the primary source itself, the actual study, document, or quote. Tracing back to the original is the key, Verify says. So many studies show claims turn out to be fake or to twist what the study really said. And she has a few field tricks. Wikipedia is a fine starting point. It lists primary sources and different views. Not the final word, but a map. Reverse image search a photo to check when and where it was really taken, because tons of viral pictures are old or from a different event. And always check the date, since old stories get reshared as if they're breaking news. Just because a claim hasn't been proven wrong, she adds, doesn't mean it's true. When Verify was 12, she walked into the newsroom where Scoop, her mentor, asked, "What is verification?" Verify answered right away. Open four tabs, never one. SIFT. It's the craft of lateral reading. Scoop smiled. You are appointed. In her workshop, the SIFT cards were laid out. "Watch," she said, and ran SIFT on a made-up claim. First, she paused. Stop. Then she checked who made the claim and looked at their past work. Investigate the source. Then four new tabs popped open, and she compared what each one said. Find better coverage. Finally, she clicked through to the main report and read the actual study. Trace to original. The four tabs showed the real story and the other ways to look at it. That's verification. Lateral, four tabs, every time. Then she taught the whole habit as one calm routine. Stop before you share or decide. Investigate who's talking and what they gain. Find three or four other sources and see what each reports and omits. Trace to the real document, never someone's summary. Prefer lateral over deep. Comparing many sources is faster and catches more. Start at Wikipedia to find the primary sources. Reverse image check the photos. Check the dates. And don't fall for the traps, she said. The first thing you read isn't automatically true. One source is never enough. And reading one story for an hour is slower and worse than opening four tabs for 5 minutes.
So the slow-looking thing, opening four tabs, is actually the fast way to not get fooled? A young reporter asked. Every time, Verify said, and her arms slowed and relaxed. That first jumpy urge to react, it always faded when she opened those four tabs. In its place came a calm, steady feeling, like taking a slow breath. "That's the best part," she said softly. "When you check first, you don't feel fooled, and you don't feel worried. You feel calm and a little bit brave." And the young reporter felt it too. The fast, jumpy, share it now itch, settling into a quiet, sure, I looked first steadiness, all worry drained out of it. That calm, unrushed, checked it first and I'm sure feeling steadier than the jumpy urge to react, was to verify exactly what four taps are for. All four arms came to rest.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to verify. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.